Blog Talk Radio.
You ding.
Unmuted. Welcome to Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. I'm Jason Levanis, and each week as a public service, I will be doing free mini readings live on the air, teaching and demystifying on the subject of the tarot, as well as other metaphysical topics of interest. I can be reached for private one-on-one spiritual guidance and feng shui consultation through my website, which is www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. Now hide your children, because the titillations are coming at you right now. Enjoy the show.
Oh, oh boy.
What are you laughing at?
I'm sitting here. You know when you have the most inappropriate aha moments where you're like, so here I am, like, trying to get my shit trying to get my shit together for the show, and I'm going, okay, blah blah blah, and all of a sudden the intro comes on, and you know how you can hear something or do something or experience something over and over again, and it's exactly the same way, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, your ears are tuned a different way, or you're in a different perspective. And I was listening. I was listening to my intro spiel, and my music. Jesus Christ, Janet! I sound like such a fucking hard-on. I sound so manic. I sound so intense and so manic and so driven. And then there's this, like, gladiator. And I'm like, wow, Jay. If people didn't know any better, wow. Yeah, if people didn't know any better, they'd be like, this man is a cokehead. I was just listening to it, and for the first time, I was like, you know, Jay, that's pretty intense. You know, wow, okay, you mean it. And it just struck me funny. right before, like, oh, I never heard that quality. Because, you know, having been an opera singer, listening to yourself all the time on tapes, you do a lot of self-analysis, criticism. It's just that never really crossed my mind that you sound like, you know, you're pretty jacked up on caffeine in that. Anyway,
well,
whatever. What can I tell you? I don't know. I think the reason I am jacked up is because I get to share some of my evenings with the sexiest, sweetest, most goddessness. I don't know how to do the adjectival on that. Lady in the world, and that is Janet Hickox. She joins me this evening for Titillating Tarot, and I join her Tamara to give her someone to look down on while she's leering and looming from her soapbox.
That is so not true.
But she has her Living Astrology show tomorrow, which is what I work under the auspices of this evening, Wong. And Janet and I had somebody contact me today, actually. It was our sister wife. I know I said it today on our Be Live session at 11 o'clock. My time, 8 o'clock. Yes.
Yeah.
Your time. If people want to go and see our preview course for this course on the soul code, meaning the symbology of the soul using astrology, numerology, and yours truly's tarot and yours with respects to mythology, do they go to your Facebook page or do they go to your Living Astrology homepage?
Right now it is on the Living Astrology Facebook page. And
okay.
at some point here, it will be polished up and spit shined and put on both of our websites for people to view.
Well, I was talking to Rachel Parker, our resident poet emeritus.
Yeah.
She's laughing because we have a joke about that. So Ray Ray, you can go to her Facebook page and it'll be listed as, I think, Soul Codes. What is it listed as?
It is listed as Soul Codes, right. And you'll see
excellent.
A picture of you in your excellent Halloween face painting and me with my crazy pimp mama hat and glasses.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes. So, anyway, again, I want to thank always, of course, Janet and all of the listeners that are always religious with us, and not in a fanatic way, but the fact they show up every week. I see I have already a couple callers in the queue.
Indeed.
Before we move on to other fascinating topics, as in go check out our new program that we're teaching together because it's fascinating, tell us a little bit about what's happening in your radio world for tomorrow and what kind of new things for the, I know you've been busier than a one-armed wallpaper hanger, so don't start, you know, getting frustrated, but what kind of new things are happening if they visit the Living Astrology webpage? Are we getting free charts or things with respect to my anus?
Yeah, and you know, this is really kind of funny because last year at this time, the planet Jupiter had just moved into the sign of Libra, and hand over fist, people were getting free charts, right? They kept asking me for free charts, and I was doing them one after the other. This year, as Jupiter moved into Scorpio, I still have the same offer, and I've done two freebies. So please, people, go to living-astrology.com. And get your free Jupiter and Scorpio chart, because Jupiter is where we grow. Scorpio is the sign it's happening in. And the house in your personal chart that it is occurring in is going to show you where the path of evolution is for you this year, where you might be challenged to jump over some bricks in order to get to the finish line. So take me up on it. Go to my website. Get a freebie. You can always get a free human design chart as well. And
you lost me at the making the assumption that us laymen here understand what the hell you mean by it was in Libra and now it's in Scorpio. You had all kinds of readings when it was Libra, but now that it's in Scorpio, you only have two. What, you didn't explain why that is. What does that have to do with
I don't know why. I don't know why. How do I know why people haven't taken me up on a free chart offer, right?
Okay.
So
that's nuts.
I don't know,
well,
but beat tail over there now and get yourself a freebie chart. And, I mean, literally, it's your own personal chart. You send me your birth information. I send you a chart with a really neat description of what's going on, and it'll be personalized for you. Yaha.
Fantastical. Please tell us about how you're going to finish up looking deep into Uranus tomorrow.
Jason, I love you dearly, but not every show is about Uranus or Uranus.
Yeah, it can't happen. I'm Greek. I can't help it. It's that. Anyway,
I know.
So tomorrow
you
are finishing up Plutonian energy. What was it? I can't remember.
I swear you're on drugs.
Dear guys. No,
there
fear
you
gate,
go,
fear
the
gate,
fear
gate.
Gate.
I'm lucky
right?
if I can remember what I ate last night for dinner. What are you talking about? the amount of cannabis I smoked in my life? Shit, I'm lucky I remember my middle name. So, Janet,
yes,
I Paloma, as
yeah,
everyone
I
knows,
that song.
They've. And it's weird that I know that song. Everyone has followed along with me on my journey, and if nobody else but you, then that's just fine with me. But when I first started the show, I started out with the fool card, the zero card. And it's becoming increasingly interesting as I am doing my show and I have been doing card after card, building one upon the other, that in the next foreseeable future, I will have run out of major arcana cards, at which point I will say thank you very much. Take care.
Hasta luego. I'm all done. Not so fast.
Smarty pants. I digress again. But the fact of the matter is, we are on card 18. And, you know, it only goes up to 21. But in fact, I am going to be doing a double donger. I'm going to have to insert the card that has no number. This card has no number to it because of symbology, whereas when we discussed on our educational program that the card that we did, which was the death card, it did not have a name and a number because they didn't want to evoke panic. Very different reasons. There's a spiritual symbolic reason why the zero card, the fool card, has in fact no number, but in fact is placed right after judgment, before the very last card, which is Le Monde, the world, in my card deck, the universe. So we will be revisiting the fool in its appropriate place going forward. And I'm just sort of laying some, you know, tracks for everybody to wrap their brains around going forward. So, in fact, we will be doing the 18 card now, finishing then going to the Sun card, 19, going to the Emergence card, then the Fool card, and then the Universe card. And then we talk about, I don't know, like, how we keep the paste white freshener and the actual toothpaste separate in the toothpaste squeezy thingy. I don't even understand how that's done. So how they're able to keep the mouthwash part and the toothpaste part in the tube without mixing. So we could discuss that metaphysically. Poor Janice. Oh, she's up, Janice, in the background. I'm making jokes and I wasn't looking at the board. Not realizing that Janet is not listening. Oh, that's lovely. Well, my cue is definitely filling up. So I think, what do I want to do? You know what? I'm going to stay to my resolve, which is to say that we are on a certain song. And this is how I feel about the moon. Oh, yes, the bitch is back. Get used to that tune, folks, because I thought, oh, you know, I did one show on it already, the moon card. I realized as I was writing the moon card, more and more was coming through and getting channeled, and more research was coming up about it, more that I wanted to express about this card, the Cancer card, the card that talks about emotions. The card that is, you know, ruled by the moon. Oh, it is an incredible card because she is a bitch. It's sort of like, you know, when something happens, and you look at it from afar and you go, oh, ain't that a bitch? And in fact, it is exactly like that. This fucking card, I tell you, it just turns my nipples. And not in a thank you, sir, kind of a way, but like in a purple nurple, you want to kill your sister kind of a way. Janet's like, I'm sure that's quite a description. So that being said, I am going to vault into the moon card, and I fear that I started writing again today, and I realize that I am going to have to write more shows card, and there is way too much to try and get discussed. So instead of trying to be superhuman, I am going to get as much as I can get done within each program and do the topic justice. And I think it's better, as my friend Rachel would say. Yes, it's better. So we arrive at this card. And as I have referred to in the last couple programs, I hope everybody can look at this card. Now, I'm not talking about my deck, which is the Cosmic Tribe Tarot. However, I am talking about the Rider-Waite, but moreover, the Versailles deck, which is the deck of antiquity of choice for moi, because it correlates with a lot of my heavy-hitting teachers' decks. When they use decks to discussez-vous, this Versailles deck or earlier deck is what I refer to. So at this card, when you look at it, there is a sense of solemnity in its dramatic in its stillness. Now, I like to be able to talk about these things because I come from an art history background, and images, as we know, are how the soul speaks and communicates. And so when you look at the solemnity of this card, it has a stillness to it. The reason for this is that this is the moment in this card where something really quite decisive has to happen to affect the entire future of the man who has experienced everything up to this level. All of the previous experiences and states. You know, when you think about all the cards we've talked about, he arrives at this great threshold where he actually, and not merely inwardly, I'd like to report that. In this card, he not merely inwardly leaves all earthly things behind and crosses over to this purely spiritual world as if he would at the moment of death. That's right. What we're talking about here is we're talking about ascension. And I didn't want to have to say this, but that's pretty much what the card alludes to. It is a way of rebirthing, which, as you know from Janet and my shows, we've been talking a lot about. And now we're going to get on to one of Janet's more favorite symbols, it seems. Remember that in this card, he's crossing the threshold between resurrection and life and death. If we look at the foreground in this card, we see... Holy shit, the cue is... Okay. Wow. You know, sometimes it's feast or famine. There's a crayfish that we've discussed in the foreground in the depths of the pool. The person in this card withdraws into the depths of his being, where all the memories rest. That's right, the repository of memories. That's what this symbolizes. There's this big pool, and it's blue. And this crab basically is descending into it. And he is in this pool, and he is in this pool to digest and ponder over what has happened to him in his life and settle up. He digests and ponders over what has happened to him during his life. He digests all he has learned with his fellow man, his family, his work, and he takes stock of it. And he clarifies everything at this point. It is time to settle up the scores. You digest your entire earthly life, and you come to terms with it. And when you have struggled, or when he has struggled, through this stage of development, inwardly be as he was at the moment of birth, and as he will be at the moment of death. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! He brought nothing in with him into this world, and he cannot take any of this shit away with him. But this struggle has brought him to this moment. He will inwardly be at this moment of birth and as he will be at the moment of death. When he entered this world, he was simply here. And it's consciousness, rather, that... how do I say this? pardon me. Becoming sentient, manifesting, and all these aspects of consciousness, you begin to obviously make attachments. And when he enters into the world, the soul has none of those things yet. Parents or friends or marriages or work or anything. You develop those things in life. And that's what I mean about clearing the the decks and making sure that there's checks and balances as you are at the moment of death, as you are when you come in. So, in other words, he will not know what it means to have anything when he comes into this world, because he is coming from the purely spiritual. He possesses nothing of the physical world. And for us to think about not having anything in the physical world, I think that's a toughie. Because as much as we all act like we, you know, we're spiritual or we're this and then we're that, what is that great saying? It goes, every nation is one meal away from a riot revolution. That means to say, if everybody in the country was to go hungry for one meal, you would have a mass pandemonium. I digress. So, let me look here, see what we've got going on. All right. Lovely. And I'm fantastical. Okay. So, at this point, the slate is wiped clean. For the person of this card, you become sort of a universe connected to the whole that simply used to exist with, and you didn't have any dealings with it. And so this card is basically saying you have to stare down your attachments to this earth and reach that state of equilibrium, a.k.a. nothingness once more. Pardon me, nothing belongs to him personally, but he himself does not belong to anybody. He is free of all that has stood in his way of freedom, very much in the same way that we will all be free when we die. In this card, he leaves everything behind, pardon me, and he follows the footsteps of the spiritual titans who have preceded him on this path to resurrection, to eternity. So I know this is sounding very Jesus Christ-oriented and very Buddha-oriented, but it's the truth, folks. Now, here's the kick in the ass. Before all this happens, however, first of all, they have to enter upon this path, this earth, this illusory earth, this illusory reality, from the pool to which he had to, quote, you know, withdraw himself into the self. And then you have to reflect. And then once you've reflected and you have taken the time to properly digest, you then move and graduate to the next, how do I say, level of existence. Words are a little clumsy at this point in the development of the cards. However, if we go back and we look at the card, he must first pass between the towers. You remember from the last program or two, rather, that there are two different towers, and he must pass between them. That is, of course, if the guardians of the threshold let him cross at all, as he wants to continue on his way. The guardians being black and white figures that we have discussed before. And where did you see those? Well, let's continue. Now, why would the guardians not or let him on his way? Well, this is how it goes. As he proceeds, he must be very careful to trace only the steps of his great predecessors, which means if you want to ascend, if you're looking for this spiritual stuff, you need to follow the doctrines of Jesus and or Buddha or one of the Lord Ascended Masters. In other words, someone who's made this trip before. As he proceeds, he must be very careful to trace only the steps of his great predecessors, the titans who have come before him, who also crossed this threshold. And of course, you know, like I said, it brings up the usual images. The kicker here, however, is that the person who draws this card from the deck, they must follow these titans faithfully. You must not miss your footing on a single step of that road that you see in the card. Elizabeth Hayek discusses this a lot in Initiation. The red road, that brick road that's in the card, which I have discussed before, he cannot afford to stumble on this red road of big stones. You can't afford to stumble at this stage. You must not miss your footing. A single false step and he will fall back to where he started. That's right. Back to where you started. Not like, oh, just before you got to the tower. So you can't afford to stumble at this stage, since it is already a matter of life and death. And I know that sounds dramatic, but that's the crux of it. There is no such thing as time. So we all get caught up in that. But the development is of really, you know, the amount of time it takes for us, for our souls to do what it needs to do, is of absolutely no interest to God and or the universe, because there is no timeline. You know, it's funny, Janet, I sit here talking and I think to myself, some of these concepts are so large, and I'm doing my best to sort of relay them. I wonder if it sounds like, but anyway.
No, I think everybody has, I think everybody can understand that. I mean, it's definitely a big topic, but I think you're doing a good job. So carry on.
All right.
Let me remind you, we have only 33 minutes left of the broadcast, though.
And six people?
And
well, honey, I haven't gotten through a fourth. I every time I start doing these later on cards or in our tertiary period of the cards, I mean, there was more and more. I thought I would easily finish writing this thing up. I was like, fuck, I got another two shows worth of material here, and there's no way of condensing it. So I don't care and whatever.
Okay.
I will get to everybody as much as I can. What else to tell you now? Okay, so we were discussing how this sounds a lot like the ascension of Christ from the tomb, you know? And that's kind of what this is like. I know it seems unfair to have gone through all of the insane spiritual work up to this point in the card to get up to the precipice by where one false move heralds you back to the very beginning stage. However, fairness does not really factor in on this third dimension when it comes to spirituality. I hope that sort of makes sense. It's not like, oh, that's not fair. It doesn't work like that. It's not like a fairness issue. Passage that he now has to take is a narrow one. Both of these towers stand close together, and they force him to go through this very narrow gap, which alludes to, of course, this veil, this connection point between the world and the spiritual world. Now, there are also two animals I had discussed at the threshold who do not want to let him through. Actually, one does, and one doesn't. These animals, who sometimes resemble dragons in certain cards, and in other cards, Cerberus from Greek mythology, which, by the way, both of those can be seen at the entrances of churches throughout Europe and Asia. So it's not strange to have these creatures in front of the towers that we see as guardians. So who are these guardians? I know that's what you're asking yourself. You're God. Damn it, Jason, tell us. Why is one white and the other one black? Well, yeah, it's a racist thing. It's a black one. It's an ebony and ivory. Oh, not into singing today. Anyway. Why does the white dog at least not let him through, since he embodies all that is good and spiritual? The black one meaning discussing the darker side of the soul. Well, that is indeed precisely the reason. The black one is doing what it always does, which is to not let something happen. But you would think that the white one would usher it through. Honky that it is. Well, I think if you looked at the cards, you would realize that we have seen these animules before. These animals came from the Wheel of Fortune, which in that card, they served a very different purpose. In that card, the Ten card, the black wolf was still a devil. And as you remember, the white dog was already a dog in that card. You know, they denoted, as we discussed, the instincts of preservation of the species versus the instinct of the self-preservation, i.e. the spirit. And on that card, they rotated in the destiny of man even though he was already superior and impartial like the Sphinx above. I know, aren't I fucking poetic? Now we finally leave these two behind, these two animals. The attributes are left behind, and what's interesting as we get to this point is okay, I remember those animals before, and now they are left behind, and what you see is that there is a wolf, which was previously the devil, is no longer having its trident. It no longer has that. And the dog no longer has the staff of Mercury. They have much less power over man now. That's what this means. Those tools were stripped away from them. And so whoever draws this card is no longer at the mercy of those two things. They have much less power over man. The wolf, who has the instincts of the preservation of the spirit of the species, once exercised a diabolic power over man and is now no more than just an animal. Now, when I say diabolic power, I'm referring to the card, which was the devil card, the Satan card, Satan being the ruler of all of matter, the four stages of matter, blobbity blobbity goop. So don't get that twisted, sister. And now that diabolic power no longer is exercised over the person at this level of awareness and consciousness. The same is true of the dog who once acted as a piece of like mortal fear in human consciousness. Neither of that is there. They just look at the moon, just as the moon sort of looks down on the landscape. Both of these figures bay at the moon, but they have no power. It is, like I said, a beautiful card. They can only bark and bay. And all they can do is try to frighten him. Many fall into this trap for, at the moment they reach this threshold, and here it is, you know, wait for it. At the moment when they get to this threshold, and they want to cross over into the purely spiritual existence while living in the mortal body, at this point, they are seized by fear that they could actually now physically experience death and die. And at that moment, kick in the ass, that fear catapults you back. I mean, really, God, what the fuck? You've done all of this spiritual work. And now in this card, it's saying you have the ability to cross over and sort of be with all that is and be the embodiment of light on earth. And you're like, oh shit, but I gotta die now. Well, that in fact discusses what the crux of the card is. It's the ties, the very last mortal ties to whatever there is in this world. Because you cannot be ready for this kind of ascension if you have those kind of ties to an animal, to a plant, to a place. I mean, how do I say this? When I look at this card, I think, well, how do I make any of that work for a modern-day audience when I'm reading cards? Obviously, I don't. I have a different take on it. I have my own Cosmic Tribe Tarot, which I talk about disillusionment. I talk about, being whisked away and being distracted by different things. It's a card that is very Piscean. It's a card that talks, that's very mercurial. It's a card of emotions. It's an incredible card, and it's very thick. I think it's pretty fucked up, but I think we all know that it's true, because when you hear the words of Jesus Christ, you know, on the cross, we talk about, you know, his messages about the physical world, and you look at this card, Christ not for one moment questioned his faith, with the exception of the why have you forsaken me kind of moment. He truly had gotten to a place where he believed in his Father. Interesting to know that in ancient initiation rites, we're talking about ancient Egypt, etc., a candidate was tested for his courage in the face of mortal danger. And by that, it meant being able to meditate in front of a lion. It meant knowing that there was a detachment. However, you know, our magician, who has just previously passed through the state of consciousness, no longer needs this test. And I say magician because that's the character from this card that keeps going. He does not let the keeper of the threshold deter him. He hears the barks and he sort of acknowledges them. And he knows that there is no death, only eternal life. And he wishes to enter this at all costs. And they can still bark at him, but they do not bite him. And they do not physically stop him. They let him pass through. Only the white dog, by the way, is the symbol of the animal psychic bond that remained to be conquered. So one other level of symbology here is that white dog is in fact the symbol of animal psychic bonds, meaning we have an attachment to stuff here on this earth. And with that being said, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put on my screen here episode 4, I will start at this point, and I'm going to keep this information and archive it. And I'm going to start taking some readings now, because that is what I do. And I've said a lot, and that's all right. This information, like I said, is quite thick, but we will get through it all, and I refuse to try and give it to you all in one big smattering. So I'm going to now start to sound like a crackhead and kick it up into high gear, and I'm looking for my first caller, and I don't see a number one. Am I Kukuluku? Was it Vin or somebody like that?
It was a guy named Vince, and he's dropped off, so let's bring in Brittany.
Okie dokie.
Hello, Brittany, you're on the live.
Hello, how are y'all?
We are fine. Where are y'all calling in from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
Oh, I love that. Sexy people down there. My love, is this the first time you've ever heard my show?
Yes.
That's exciting. And did you find out about this show through the Blog Talk Radio site?
Yes, I did.
Very interesting. Tell me, are you calling in to talk about the bitch, i.e. the moon? Or are you calling to ask about something personal today?
Something personal, just, you know, a quick reading on my love life, like wherever your energy puts you at or picks up on, or the advice I'm open to taking it.
And how old are you now?
Good,
are
you? Okay.
How old are you now, sweetheart?
I'm 28 years old.
Yeah, you sound like a youngin'. I have drug addictions older than you. Hold on. Let's see what the hell's
Saturn
going on.
Saturn return time.
And tell me a little bit about the last person you were with. When was that?
That was, I don't know, it's about a month ago. It's been a while. And, you know, I decided to just let it go and pursue something else because I wasn't getting it from him and I wasn't about to continue going through this. I decided to just let it go and let it be for what it is because he's not right for me.
Well, excellent, because the card of the Seven of Cups is in the past, and that talks and denotes about chaos. So you did yourself a good standing. Now, I want to tell you something, sweetie. Right now, the Ace of Discs is before you. And that Ace of Discs tells me that you are being looked at by a lot of boys, honey. So that you have the eye of God ahead of you and that this is actually a really good time for you to get out there. That being said...
I did.
That being said, within the next 8 days, someone's coming in, and I
already
want you to
found somebody new. The person, he's new, and yeah. I'm just gonna be honest. Like we've been knowing each other for a while, and you know, like a couple of days ago, he confessed his feelings to me.
And
I told him, you know, we can take one day at a time and see where it goes.
All right, you sound lifeless, joyless, and completely uninteresting about this guy. What's up?
Nothing. I mean, I am very interested in him. It's just that, you know, I done been hurt, so it's like I'm going to take one day at a time.
Stop. Wait a minute. Janet, did you hear this?
I'm back.
Janet,
sorry, what?
Did you hear her?
Did I hear her? Yes. But what are you referring to?
She's been hurt.
Yes.
Welcome to the fucking club! I hear you 100%. However, the car that comes in the future for you, honey, well, that's why I said within the next 8 days, is that there is going to be a lot of energy swirling around you with respect to dating, with respect to getting out there. Now, are you asking a different question, which is whether I like this guy for you, or are you asking, do I see something new coming in addition to this?
Do you see something new happening with the relationship that we're trying to walk it on out, like, slowly, like, you know, what do you see?
Oh, if I was your father, your good Jewish father, I would say to you, Bubala, I want you should date around a little bit. I'm not asking you to be a slut. I would like for you, maybe you should date a little more and not put so many eggs in one basket with this mashugana.
Oh, I'm not. Like I say, I'm not putting. I've learned,
I
said.
So I saw,
you know,
the eight came out, and I want to tell you the eight of wands came out, and that means there's hardcore energy around you. Get your stuff out there. I definitely see these cards are saying that there's activity around you and to take a hold of it.
Yes.
All right? Mm-hmm. I also want you to keep an eye out for the name. I was just given the name Jimmy or James. If somebody like that crosses your path, is it what I just heard in my ear was that name? It's the story I'm going with and I'm sticking with. And if you have another question, I'd love to answer it. If not, I will put you in the queue, my love, and move on to the next listener.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Like I say, I'm going to do me and continue to walk it on out. Thank you.
I love it. Have a great night, sweetheart. I like that expression, walk it on out. Rachel, wait, are you there? Are you on the bus, honey? Are you there? You are on the bus, aren't you? All right.
I'm here.
We're old now. Did you hear how hip she was? She was like, we're gonna walk it on out.
Yeah, that's
it. You understand?
Hip.
You see, I'm not that cool or young or hip. I'm thinking, I mean, I'm sure I would have heard it from you at some point, but you're not that hip or young or cool either.
No.
Sorry. Yeah.
But
no.
I'm gonna go back on the line
so I can walk. All right. I'm gonna get back into the queue. I'm gonna put you back in the queue so I can walk it all out. All right. That is my favorite new expression. Oh my God, I love her. Brittany is too much. I'm gonna walk it all out. That's gonna be my new thing. So I'm gonna bring in Lady Julia. Lady Julia, I presume.
Yes, indeed, it is I.
I am so sorry that last week I did not have enough time for you. So tell me, what can I give you some feedback on this evening? Are you enjoying, or did my show make any fucking sense, or did it sound like babble?
I'm kind of in and out on it, but that's okay. I agree with you about the last caller, though. I love that, walk it on out. I actually wrote that down. I thought, that is cool. I like that. I'll just walk it on out.
All right. Well,
it's like, how cool is that?
At the rate of waxing philosophical, what part about the moon card seems tricky for you, or am I being unclear in sort of communicating?
No, honestly, I was multitasking, so I was half listening, half doing other stuff, so
oh,
I wasn't
that's
fully
different.
Present.
Yeah, if I was there, I'd be pinching you on the end. How dare you? How dare you? Not give me your full attention. Yeah, that's what us Greeks do. We're ass slappers and pinchers. So, Lady Julia, since you are so selfish, you don't pay me 100% attention. Now you want me to give you a reading. I mean, the nerve. All right.
Well, I did
talk
listen to,
me, to
the whole show last week.
I know. You are so good. I'm just giving you shit. What can I talk to you about today?
Well, I have two things on my mind. One is I wanted to see what you get for me as far as relocating. I'm thinking of moving, like, out of state. I live in Florida now, but the other state is kind of a big question from South Carolina. Cause...
No. I just pulled a card. Whatever you're thinking about a move, don't do that right now. Not for the next 8 months.
Ooh,
hardcore.
Okay.
No, I got a hardcore no. Eight of Swords on that. Also, I have, don't you know, anybody who listens to my show, they know I don't do this a lot, but I need you to pay attention to your teeth. I just heard some crunching sounds in my head. Like, sounds like when teeth go. So pay some attention to your teeth. For some reason, I'm being told to tell you that. This relocation, was it job-oriented, Julia?
No. It's just starting over.
Okay, yeah. I don't think the timing is particularly right on that. What else can I tell you about that? What other clarity can I give you around that subject? In other words, you were heartfelt about, or your heart was set on leaving soon and going somewhere else?
Well, actually, within, I was thinking by the end of the year, but now I'm thinking more like 6 months. So you said 8 months, so that's
good. Yeah. I like that idea. I like that idea better. I absolutely do. Do you have another question for me, darling?
Yes. Like
Tell
the last caller, I was wondering about new love coming in for me.
All right.
I don't have anybody on the horizon. Nobody's in my life.
Yeah, and the last time you did that was when?
Well, I divorced. I've been divorced for, 2016?
All right. So first name that comes into me is Tommy. So I want you to pay attention to somebody by the name of Thomas. If Tommy is around you, in the past it shows me the Six of Swords. Talk to me about the integrating that you've done in your immediate life in the past year to 2 years with respect of there's a motherboard below, there's this sky above, and it talks to me about you being able to take your thoughts, your spirituality, and bring it into the physical world. Good for you. Kudos to you. You have the Five of Discs right now, which is the card of worry. It shows me that this topic gives you a little concern and worry. What's lovely about it is that the Seven of Wands comes up after it, which is one of the cards of courage. And so I'm going to tell you that it's going to be probably within the next 7 weeks, but you're going to have to do some work. They told me that you have, quote, let yourself go, end quote.
That's probably true.
So I need you to get a makeover. I need you to get your ass in the gym or the swimming pool. Get physical. Get active. Be somebody. Be the next level of Julia. Be the next interpretation at this age of Julia. But bring that fierce shit forward. Walk it off, honey. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What did she say exactly? Walk it on off? Was it that the exact term?
Walk it on out.
Yeah, walk it on out.
All right,
my love. I'm gonna put you back into the queue. I love you, and thank you for listening.
All right, thanks so much.
Bye, sweetheart. Walk it on out. Hello, Sherry. You are on Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. And where are you calling in from in this world?
At the moment, Texas.
How lovely. And you are well this evening?
I could be laid.
You could be late, you said?
Laid.
Oh, you could be late. Yes. I like it when I hear that my girls are getting their kittens punched. So
and
let's
that's,
draw three.
That's what I'm calling about.
Pull.
When do I get laid?
You know, it's funny. If you visit my website, you're going to fucking laugh. I swear to you. If you visit my website, because I have different readings up. And I have one reading that's called the When Am I Going to Get Laid reading. Not a joke. Anyway, but let's talk a little bit about what I see in the cards just as a blind read, and then, pardon me, I'll poke and prod, as it were. The 11th card of strength comes up in the past, so it tells me that you are a deeply loving person. And I'm not just saying this, you know, flippantly about the sex part, but when you put it down on somebody, they know it, and they tend to fall in love. They tend to fall in love with you. Now, the Queen of Swords right now, which shows me somebody not taking energy and moving it forward, but keeping it stagnant. So the issue is, the reason you're not getting it is because you're not making any effort. You are not making any effort expecting this shit to fall into your lap, no pun intended. Because I want to tell you, if you keep doing that, you keep doing that, the Eight of Cups is coming in the future, which means you're just going to feel drained and you're going to get more apathetic and you're going to just want to bail ship and blah, blah, blah. So I want you to understand that you have another 8 months of, how shall I say, loneliness ahead of you, unless you adopt some different strategies. And the reason that the card says to me, the Queen of Swords, what it says to me is, she is a powerful woman. She doesn't want to give up her power, and she doesn't know if she wants to deal with putting herself out there emotionally, because as much as women are able to have recreational sex, I believe they are, of the species, ones that tend to build bonding attractions or bonding attachments far greater. Now, that's not to mean that I don't know women who don't, you know, eat men up and chew them up and spit them out. I want to also tell you, I just pulled another card, the Balance card, for you. And not to blow sunshine up your ass, but you're doing far better than you know. And
cool.
something is out of kilter here, that you're not attracting men. And
well,
or women or whatever.
Yeah, women. And that's why I'm not getting the men. But
right.
I think you nailed it with the 8 months, because I'm thinking it'll take me that long to get settled somewhere.
Good. I want you to make sure that you stay in touch with me. You keep in with my show, because I have a feeling you are going to be on, and you're on the right path. Yeah, you just give this a little time, all right, my love?
Okay, I can do it. Thanks for looking.
All right. Not at all. Big kiss. All right, and I'm going to move now on to Donna Iowana. I don't know if you're old enough to remember that joke from Saturday Night Live, but...
Yes.
how are you?
Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Are you a virgin? Is this your first time?
I think so.
Nice. Where are you calling in from, sweetheart?
I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Excellent. What can I give you a reading on?
Okay. On my, I guess, love life, romance. I have, like, just, I'm not going to go into it, but a couple things going on. One with my husband, which I've been separated for about a year, but
uh-huh.
I don't know. I think I have an intuitive thing, and I don't kid myself. I'm pretty honest with myself. I think he still does have feelings, but he's very standoffish. Like, he doesn't, and I don't really talk to him too much. And then there's someone that I'm dating that I really don't care for too much. I'm trying to see where things are going with that. Like, that sounds crazy, but I'm kind of confused.
I would like for you to rekindle things with your ex.
He doesn't like me though.
there's no way around that, because I just pulled three cards on him, and it looked really good for getting back together if you're able to connect with him. I pulled a card on the other guy, and it was not a card that you ever want to see attributed to going forward in a relationship. Sorry.
Right. I could say his name. His name is Arrogant. He seems like he's all about himself. He's...
Yeah. No, I really wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. But I want to tell you that the other guy, it was a decent man who you were with. And if there's a chance to maybe rekindle things, I would recommend it.
Okay, like tonight I was talking to him, and he doesn't seem like I tried reverse psychology. It's not like I'm running after him, but I said, you know, we need to get a divorce. If by New Year's I either want to be married and with you in a good way and try to rekindle things, or get a divorce. He says, well, you got to do what's right for you, like talking, like playing games. Something's going going on with him. I don't know what, if it's another woman or...
Yeah, you know what? I don't care about any of that horse shit. I just pulled more cards, and I have three different lovers in my card deck. Male, 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 female, and female, female. And I picked two cards, and I picked the male, male, and the female, female cards, both in a row. So that's double love whammy, and it tells me that you guys are a really good balance for each other. So do me a favor. Quit your bitching. Hike your skirt up. And take your real self to the table and tell him exactly what you want, ask him what he wants, and move the fuck on, because I see something good coming from you guys being honest with each other. Do you hear me loud and clearly, my love?
Yes, so I shouldn't really give up and move on.
Correct. I don't like this new guy you're with, and I think that this guy that you're with at present married to is worth going to couples therapy, is worth figuring out whether he needs to be tied up in the basement like a bitch. I don't care what it is. Figure it out. I like the guy that you're married to. Are we good?
Yes, not the Arrogant. I'll say his name on here. His name's
correct.
Arrogant, not him. Okay.
No.
John is my husband's name. Okay.
Excellent.
All right, thank
Big
you.
Big kiss to you now. All right. I think I can probably do Anna. Anna, I have 3 minutes left, so we're going to kick it into hyperdrive. What would you like to have some information about?
Okay, on my health and my caregivers.
Okay.
I'm challenged and have caregivers to help me, but they're getting sick, and then I'm without help. So it's becoming
so
very
So how can I help you?
So do you see anything going forward with my health and new caregivers coming in to help me, because I can be left for days without people helping me, and I'm kind of housebound. It's been going on for a week.
That's not okay. Let's see here. And here. All right. So, you know what? We might be going over tonight, folks, by like 1 or 2 minutes. I rarely do that, but because I don't want to give this lady a quickie and brush off. All right, the card in the past, it is, I'm trying to wrap my brain around how I'm going to interpret this for you.
Okay.
It's a positive end outcome. However, the journey is a little fucked. The Prince of Cups in the back shows me in the past that you're getting just about the least amount you can get before it being preposterous. In other words, you're only getting the very least amount that you can get and get by on. And the Seven of Cups right now shows me chaos. Again, this card has come up, and which means I can see how people are getting sick and calling out and this and that and blah, blah, blah. However, to even itself out, and the Ace of Discs is in the future, and this tells me that you're going to have more than enough people around you, caring and supportive. If you look at this card, it's these hands that are clasped upwards, and there are these eyes watching. I'm going to say to you that you are going to be able to find a new association or a new healthcare scenario by where they'll have more people on rotation, or there will be a new agency or something new coming in, because this Ace of Discs is an excellent, excellent card with respect to your health and the future. Now, are you asking me more about your health or this healthcare provider, this caregiver scenario? Because I take it your health situation is a situation that won't be alleviated, but in fact you are dealing with some kind of immobility. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have challenges with walking with my knees, and I'm not strong enough to be getting to the Y to go swim, and I need help getting there, and I'm trying to get stronger, but without other people around me, I can't go anywhere. You know, I can't stand very long or go shopping or get my mail, or, you know, I'm kind of dependent.
Yes, I understand. I want you to also keep in touch with me in the show, and I'm sure that there are options that you may or may not have looked into. But what I can tell you is the cards are telling me right now that you have some positive things coming up for you. So please do not lose hope and do not lose faith, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, my
pleasure.
My aide this morning texted me at 5:15 saying she was throwing up blood. She was going to the hospital. And
my love, I feel bad. I just spent 4 days, anybody that listened to my show, I spent 4 days. I have lost at least 15 pounds. I can't even tell you. But anyway, so I'm going to put you in the queue. Thank you again. And so, Janet, I know we've run over. I love you. Thank you very much. I'm bringing you in on the mic.
Hello.
That's hello. The show flew by, and that's that. Sorry I couldn't get to everyone. You know, please have them, you know, direct them.
You did get to
everybody. Direct them. Oh, I did. Good. Because I was going up and down. And anyway, so that's good. I thank you for helping me, and I will see you tomorrow.
You're welcome.
Same bat channel, same bat time, and have a lovely evening. Good night, Teresa.
Bye,
everybody. And everybody else out there listening. Bye now.
You have been listening to the weekly edition of Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. For private one-on-one spiritual guidance and feng shui consultation, he can be contacted at www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. That's www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. Thanks, and have a blessed week.